Something personal, not just a theory. Have you ever watched a movie and then had crazy dreams that night? Have you ever watched something on the internet that you shouldn't and then had bad dreams that evening? Jesus gave us a principle. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience, is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light. But when it is not sound and is not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light in you is not darkness. Luke 11, 34-35, Amplified Bible. I was on a train traveling in England. I knew I had about an hour before I would reach my destination. I decided to deliberately concentrate on the Lord in prayer before I reached my destination. I sure am glad I did, because the devil was waiting for me at the end of that train ride. When I arrived, some friends I was staying with picked me up at the station. They had a lady with them that was having a spiritual conflict. When we arrived at their home, the devil immediately manifested in this woman, and the battle was on. I remember seeing my friends' faces as they saw the devil tossing this woman around their living room. The battle went on for a time, and then it was over. Good had overcome evil, Romans 12:21, and the room was now filled with love, 1 John 4:18. The Bible admonishes us to set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. Therefore put to death whatever in you is worldly, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry, Colossians 3:5, Holman Christian Standard Bible. I have seen the Spirit overcome sin, Romans 8:13, because I did my part to set my mind on Christ. That victory over sin was just as miraculous as the deliverance from demons that I saw that day, Mark 16:17. We have to deliberately set our mind and affection on Christ each day. Jesus said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me." Luke 9:23, New Living Translation. We must prepare our hearts for the battle ahead of us. Ephesians 6:10 through 18. If you do, you will see the miraculous. Miracles come in small ways and in big ways, but it's always an adventure with Him. Philippians 4:13. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3.